Triple J, it's Veronica and Lewis.
That is Blood from City Calm Down. Jack and Sam join you in the studio. They're currently on their Blood tour, which is actually a beautiful sounding name for a tour.
That's right, yeah.
Has there been any blood?
No, Jez hasn't hit me in the head with his bass.
Yeah. No blood. The name's been pretty funny, though, because there was an exhibition here happening in, I think it was just Melbourne, but called Blood.
Yes.
Yeah, they stole our thunder.
Yeah, and then my dad was, when I sort of told him what we're going to call the song, he's just like, yeah, you should definitely hit up some blood donation like people and get them to use that as their songs.
Dad marketing.
Yeah, dad going ahead doing the marketing for us. Like, not a bad idea, Dad. So,
pitching you to Red Cross. Is that the idea?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So
yeah.
If there's any Red Cross marketing people out there,
available.
Hit us up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, you do a show this Friday in Melbourne and then heading to Adelaide, Sydney, Brisbane, and playing Yours and Ours Festival as well. We were talking about some of this new music and that you're inserting quite a lot of it into this new tour, particularly in the Perth and Frio shows. But how is the album looking, this second album from you guys?
It's nearly there. I reckon we are 2 and a bit weeks away from finishing it. We're currently mixing it, which has taken us a bit longer than it did last time, primarily because we were all sort of working 4 days a week, so it's just sort of slotting everything in. But we're going to send it overseas to get mixed, and it didn't really work out. So Malcolm, who's producing it, has taken mixed duties, and he's doing an excellent job. Yeah. He sort of got thrown on him at very last minute, and the pressure that comes with that to still hit a deadline, and it's been... I think he's handling it like a real pro.
The way that we've recorded, I think, has been a bit different this time, but probably quite beneficial as well. Instead of doing it in one chunk of sort of 25 or 30 days, we've broken it up into recording segments, and it's given us a chance to listen to what we've done, go back, change bits, come back and record them again. So some of the songs are on almost, I think, revision 3 or something, on in terms of actually going back and re-recording parts, re-recording drums so they get the right sound, re-recording, you know, we've dropped a whole chorus from one of the songs and changed that.
Yeah.
So it's been a good way to sort of come back and just have time to reflect as well.
Yeah, do you play your music to anyone else when you're working on it at this stage, or is it just, you know, bandmates only?
It gets shared around to people close to us, like,
classic one is the girlfriend test.
Yeah, right.
Girlfriend test. Jez walked in the other night and said, oh, Jane's his girlfriend. Jane really likes that one. It was sort of quite odd because it sounded like, as opposed to all the others.
We finally made one.
Yeah, it was like, whoa, okay, that's actually a good test.
Doesn't sound like it. City Calm Down. That one's my favorite.
That's so hard, though. Like, playing, I must imagine playing music to a partner. Because if they don't like it, like if they don't like what you do artistically, that must be a real punch in the guts.
Yeah, you take them off the door list. Yeah.
You've seen that Seinfeld episode, right, where Jerry Seinfeld's going out with the gymnast and then she decides to go out with Banya because she doesn't respect Jerry's stand-up?
That's right. He goes out with the mentee.
That's right. Banya.
Banya.
Yeah, right. Well, you've also, I guess, got to be sharing the music with dads too, seeing we know about this dad marketing.
That's right.
Dad gets pretty excited to hear the new one, so it's always fun.
I haven't played it to my dad yet because he tries to memorize all the lyrics and then quote them back at me.
Oh,
which is really frustrating.
That's quite cute.
You get the other good thing about playing new stuff is you get a couple of people in the front row singing brand new songs, singing along to brand new songs that they've never heard, which is always pretty fun.
Yeah. As in, like, it's just trying to keep up with you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Sometimes I know.
You kind of want to know what they're singing because maybe the lyrics they're coming up with are better.
Yeah.
That's right. It's like, can you just repeat what you...
What do you think I'm saying before I've said it?
Yeah.
But you've got plenty of other things to worry about this weekend. You're starting off your tour. Melbourne show sold out on Friday, the 1st of September. And then you've got shows at Adelaide on the 2nd, playing Sydney on the 8th, the Triffid in Brisbane on the 16th. And playing Yours and Ours Festival at the end of September. Jack and Sam, thanks so much for coming by and good luck with finishing off the record.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Triple J, it's Veronica and Lewis.